After an angler found what he estimated to be hundreds of condoms floating on Lake Michigan, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District began investigating the source of the problem. Michael Martin is Technical Services Director with the Sewerage District.
Last spring, we discovered that there were a number of condoms floating out in Lake Michigan. We believe that some of these condoms could be or have been coming from our Jones Island wastewater treatment plant.
The sewerage district plans to spend $2 million for new filters to trap the condoms. In the meantime, workers with nets are skimming the final tanks to get rid of the problem. Martin says they still haven't figured out why this problem has suddenly popped up and only at this one wastewater treatment plant. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.